I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Guitarist Clay Ross grew up in South Carolina. That's where he started his musical career, but Clay Ross had to leave his home state before coming around to appreciate one of its main musical traditions. Here's The World's Alex Galifian with today's global hit.
Bluegrass can capture the soul of a community, but that can mean different things to different people. Take Clay Ross.
A lot of the rural music that I was exposed to when I was a kid, I associated with a sort of xenophobia almost, and racism. You know, growing up in the South, you know, I had cousins and other family members that were, you know, had their opinions that I didn't necessarily always agree with.
So Clay Ross went in a different direction. In Charleston, he happened upon a group of talented young jazz players.
Three black musicians that have gone on to become some of my best friends. And, you know, it started there, but they took me under their wing. And we actually formed a group together called The Gradual Lean. And we named it that because when people heard us, they would gradually lean forward.
The band was a hit in Charleston, but Ross still couldn't escape being partly defined by his race. This time it was the pressure he felt as a young white kid to prove himself in a community of mostly black musicians.
There's just a reality there.
So when he turned 23, Clay Ross did what jazz musicians do. He moved to New York.
When I came here, I just wanted to play, and one of the first artists that I met when I came here at a jam session at Smalls was a Spanish accordionist named Victor Prieto. And he was the one who exposed me to more Latin styles of music, including, you know, Brazilian chorinho. And it was all new to me, and it was very exciting.
Chorinho is a musical style from Rio de Janeiro. It mixes intricate European-style melodies with elements of African rhythm. Ross thinks of it sort of as a Brazilian ragtime. Chorinho was just the first step for Clay Ross. In New York, he sought out Brazilian musicians, or anyone playing Brazilian styles, and he quickly built up a reputation as a guitarist who could bridge jazz and music from other parts of the world. Finally, Ross actually went to Brazil, first to Rio, and then in 2007, to the city of Recife.
And Recife is the port city in the northeastern tip of Brazil, and it's the point closest to Africa. If you look at a map, you can really see how close it is to Africa.
Close to somewhere else, too.
Right when I got there, I just said, oh my God, this is exactly like Charleston.
Like Charleston, Recife was a hub for the transatlantic slave trade, built up under the influence of European colonial powers.
But then, as I started to learn the music, it just sort of dawned on me, there was one song in particular that I heard. It's a song called Vuailsa that, to me, the first time I heard it right away, it sounds like a fiddle tune. It sounds like a bluegrass fiddle tune. You know, if you can imagine hearing that in a bluegrass band, it would kind of, the rhythm would be sort of, so it'd be that kind of thing. And to hear this fiddly type of melody over this groove was so exciting. And the groove is kind of like, you know, and that was the moment that really I started the band and everything. The idea was born.
The band is Matuto, based in New York. Imagine, the band says, a Brazilian carnival in the Appalachian Mountains. Indeed, Matuto is Brazilian slang for country boy or hillbilly, but without the negative connotations you find in the US. For Clay Ross, the name Matuto sums up a kind of rural philosophy.
A sort of sage wisdom about being content on the hillside and in the sertão, which is the desert.
Ross knows he's come a long way from his early rejection of bluegrass.
Big time, man, really. I mean, I can't tell you how much it's changed me. You know, it's just allowed me to embrace a lot of things that I was closed off to before, which I guess is the point now that I think about it. I was doing everything that I was critical of family members or other people in my life doing in a social context. I was doing that musically.
Clay Ross has finally made peace with bluegrass, with the music of his home. He just had to go to Brazil to do it. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant in New York.
Find out more about Clay Ross and see a video of Matuto performing in Recife, Brazil at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.
Diamond brand, I'd string up this Martin box and I'd go and join some band. But I guess I'm gonna stay right here, pick and sing a while, make myself a little change and give you folks a smile. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin, dying, hard times.